Menachos Perkei Mishnah Dalet 5-4. Since the previous Mishnah we had said that the Minchas Chota and Minchas Kanaos do not have oil, olive oil, or lavona, frankincense, put into them, here Mishnah is going to say that there actually is two separate prohibitions against doing that, two separate lavin. This is based on essentially the Pesukim, black and white. The Pesuk, with respect to the Minchas Chota, says, Lo yasim aleha shemen, you may not put oil onto it. Lo yitin aleha lavona, you may not put frankincense on it. So there you go. Pasuk Vayikra, Perkei, Pasuk Yud Aleph. As far as the Minchas Kanaos goes, it similarly says, Lo yitzok, you can't pour. That's a reference to pouring oil. And then a few words later, it's explicit, Shemen. Lo yiten, and you may not put on it. Again, a few words later, it says, Lavona, the frankincense. So black and white. And therefore the Mishnah says, V'chayav ala shemen b'fnei atzmo, v'ala lavona b'fnei atzma. If one puts olive oil and Lavona onto the Minchas Chota, or the Minchas Kanaos, he actually is liable for two separate prohibitions from the Torah, potentially two sets of Malkus, lashes, if he had proper warning and witnesses regarding that. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim, if we're talking about offering this Korban once it's become Pasul, or even just simply putting the oil in the first place, meaning perhaps if you put the oil in, you say, oh gosh, we've ruined it, let's start again, if that's the prohibition of, subject to Malkus, only once you actually offer that Korban. There's a separate discussion. There's a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that once you pour the oil into the Minchas Chot or Minchas Kanaos, the Mincha becomes Pasul, as the Mishnah will say explicitly in a moment. And if the Mincha is Pasul, he says, now adding Lavona to that is a non-event, because no longer a Mincha is not a valid Mincha anymore, therefore no second prohibition. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you put both at the same time, you're on the hook potentially for two Lavin, but if you put the oil first and Lavona second, on the hook just for one. In all events, the Rambam doesn't bring that Chelek down, Rashi doesn't, and therefore, presumably the Halacha like the Rambam, that you're on the hook for two potentially. Says the Mishnah further, Nasan aleha shemen psala. If you add even a drop of oil to the mincha, meaning the Minchas Kanaos or Minchas Chota, the Mincha becomes pasul, invalid. Okay? In contrast, Lavona yelaktena. If you put frankincense, Lavona, onto the Mincha, that's a no-no, it's prohibited, but if you remove it, Yilaktena, then the Korban remains permitted once again. In other words, it's prohibited to do, but it doesn't invalidate the Korban to put Lavona on top. Next says the Mishnah, Nasan Shemen al Shira'a, Eno over Belosase. If you put the oil on the Shira'im, meaning you offer the Minchas Kanaos properly, and then is left over after you take the comments and burn it, there's shirayim left over for the kohanim to eat. So if the kohanim add oil to that, essentially that flour of the minchas chota, etc., so then, says the Mishnah, that adding the oil then is no longer a prohibition from the Torah because the korbans have been offered and the prohibition is referring to before it's offered. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim, if we're talking about mutar l'chachila or just b'di'evet, it's not an isra to do. Okay, that's a separate discussion. Finally says the Mishnah, now, since the Pasuk had said an expression of lo yasim aleha shemen, you can't put oil atop it. So you might have thought, perhaps, let's say you have two kalim, two utensils, and in the bottom bowl you have your minchas chote, then in the second bowl, which is sitting on top of the first, you have oil. So the oil bowl putting on top of the minchas chote bowl makes oil atop of the minchas chote. You might have thought for some reason that the Sukkim already say that's not allowed, but says our Mishnah, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Pasuk, and that's not the case. Mishnah says explicitly, Nasan Kli al Gabe Kli, if you put one utensil filled with oil atop of a second utensil that has your mincha, that can have oil on it, Lo Psala, that doesn't even invalidate the Korban, just take the top utensil off that you stack together, and go ahead and proceed with your Korban without a problem.